Good Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you that you are with us. We come attentive, knowing that in you and in your words are life. So Father, thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you would use me to speak, God, that you would keep anything that's not of you far, far away. And that you would bless this church and this congregation. We love you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So good morning. My name is Rebecca Chia, and I am a missionary to college students with the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship at Baylor University.
各位弟兄姐妹平安，我叫 Rebecca Chia，我是校园基督徒团契的双教士，现在贝拉 University 的大学里面侍奉。
And every Friday night, about 70 to 90 of my students gather for what we call the Vine. This is a place where we worship, hear God's word, and respond to it.
每个礼拜五晚上，我们有50到70到90个同学聚集在一个地方，我们称为Vine，就是葡萄藤 or 葡萄树的地方，来敬拜、聆听、回应神的话语。
The name of the Vine comes from John 15, the passage that we are in today.
葡萄树、葡萄藤出自约翰福音第15章，就是我们刚刚念过的经文。So
it is named that way to be a reminder to our students that we need to remain connected to Jesus, the true vine.
我们这个地方的名称是来提醒同学们，我们要常常在他里面，要常常在耶稣基督里面。他是真葡萄树，我们要常常与他连结。So
it is an extreme privilege to bring you God's word today. From a text that is very meaningful to our campus ministry.
是神特别的恩典，是啊，也是我特的荣耀，可以能够在这里跟大家分享，对于校园团契很有意义的一段经文。And
I'm very thankful to you all and Pastor Shaw for this opportunity.
也谢谢你们给我这个跟夏牧师给我这个侍奉的机会。So
I want to help us to understand the setting of this passage.
我要先来做一个，让我们了解一下那个这一段经文的背景。What
is happening? What is Jesus feeling? Who is he talking to?
什么事情在发生？他耶稣基督当时的感受是怎么样？他在跟什么人讲话？Can
you remember a moment when you dreaded something?
你有没有一个这样的经验？有一件令你惧怕、恐惧的事要马上发生，你的感受、你的反应。
Maybe it's a hard conversation. Maybe it's a conflict or a confrontation. Maybe you're awaiting bad news about a loved one.
可能是一段困难的对话，可能是一场对抗的局面，也可能是一个等候坏消息的双方的时刻。
And you're dreading it because you're scared of what's going to happen.
恐怕因为你害怕将要发生的事情。As
I was driving to the airport on Thursday to fly to Baton Rouge, I started getting all of these text messages and phone calls from my colleagues and students on campus.
星期四晚上我开车来这里的时候，那在路上我就不断地收到同工跟同学们的短信跟电话。
I found out that there was a murder that had occurred south of campus, and the shooter was headed towards campus.
我知道，原来在校园附近的一个社区发生了一个谋杀的事件，那个空手呢，正是向校园的方向前进。
So Baylor University went on lockdown. Everyone was supposed to go inside a building. Lock the doors, stay away from windows. Everyone was shut down.
那大学就开始封锁关闭，并且要每一个人都到房子里面去，把门关起来，把窗门关起来。
So those were a tense couple of hours when I wished that I was back on campus with my students, but there was nothing I could do. I was just waiting to hear updates and praying that no one would get hurt.
非常紧张，令人抽紧的几个钟头，我真的盼望我能够在校园里面跟同学在一起，但是没有办法，我只能够在 有什么新的消息，跟不断恳切的祷告，希望没有人能够受到伤害。
Thankfully, the situation was resolved and the shooter was taken into custody without any deaths.
感谢神，那个情况能够得到那个解决，那个空手呢也被抓到。
In the passage we are reading today, Jesus knows what it feels like to have intense dread in a much more excruciating way.
在今天我们所读的经文，我们看到耶稣他面对极其恐惧跟那个不能够容不能够 excruciating 不能够忍受的那种恐惧的情况之下。
He's with his closest friends, his disciples.
他是跟他的最亲近的朋友在一起，他的门徒。
These are men he has invited to live life with him.
这些门徒是他邀请他们进到他的生命里来跟他一起生活的。
They are learning from him, working alongside him, watching him, traveling together, eating together.
他们来跟他学习，与他一同生活，与他共同进退，来共同起居。
And over the past 3 years, they have seen him heal people, feed huge crowds, perform miracles. They've survived storms.They've seen Jesus get angry. They've seen him when he's popular, when he's controversial, when he's exhausted.
在过去的三年，他们看到耶稣的医治，也看到神，看到耶稣的用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，也看到他平静的风浪，也看到他在圣殿里面对于买卖牛羊的人的易怒，也看到他有的时候他是非常的受人拥护跟拥戴，但是也有很多的时候他是一个非常有争议性的人物。我们也看到他疲倦的时刻。
This is his family.
这个是他的家人。
And they don't know it, but this is their last night with Jesus, because in a few hours he will be taken into custody and executed by being nailed on the cross.
但是他们不知道，这个是最后。耶稣跟门徒的一夜，因为再过几个钟头，他就要被抓起来，他就要被钉，就会被被审判，要钉到，要被钉在十字架上。
So what does Jesus say in his final moments?
所以我们看主耶稣在这个最后的时刻，他有什么重要的话，有什么话讲？
On NPR, National Public Radio, there is this show called This American Life.
一个电台的节目叫 NPR, 有一个节目叫 American Life, 它的常常有一些故事跟有一些主题。那
One of these shows talked about the end of life.
其中有一个节目是讲到关于那个生命末了的情况。
And they found that people tend to say three things at the end of life.
在那个节目里面，我们注意到，我们发觉到，在那个末了生命的末段的时候，那个人通常会提到三件事情。
They'll say I love you.
他们会提到我爱你们。
They'll say I'm sorry.
他们会讲我对不起你们。
Or they'll say I forgive you.
也会说我原谅你们。
But what does Jesus say?
但是耶稣基督在这个时候说什么呢？
What is so crucial for his disciples to know before his time with them is over?
什么事情那么非常的重要，要他在这个他快要跟他们分离的之前要跟他们讲的呢？
So dinner has ended, and Jesus gets up from the table, and he leads his disciples, his best friends, and says, "Let's go to the Garden of Gethsemane, a place they are familiar with and often go to pray in."
晚餐已经吃够了，最后的晚餐已经那个筵席过了，然后耶稣起来说我们起来，我们走吧，就向可西玛利园的路上走。这个是一个他们熟悉的地方，也是他们以前常在那边祷告的地方。
So imagine walking to the garden at night.
我们来想象一下晚上去可西玛利园的路上。
It's peaceful, the sun has set, it's cool.
太阳下山了，非常宁静，也非常的凉快。
Perhaps on the way to the garden, they see the temple, and on it the national emblem of Israel, which is a large golden grapevine.
也许在路上他们经过了圣殿，这边在那边他们看到了以色列的国徽啊，是一个黄金色的葡萄藤。
For as they are leaving Jerusalem, they pass through gardens and grapevines in the valley.
也许他们离开耶路撒冷的时候，经过了山谷，看到了葡萄藤跟葡萄树。
We'll see in the passage of John 15 today that to remain means three different things.
在今天的经文里面啊，我们看到那个藏在我里面有三个意思。
To remain means to know Jesus personally.
藏在我里面是要我们需要知跟主有密切的关系，知道他个人的个人的知道他。
To remain means to be in the Word and be in prayer.
藏在我里面是就是说要藏在神的话语里面，也在有个祷告的生活。
And to remain means to know our identity as beloved and chosen ones.
藏在我里面也要知道我们自己的身份，就是我们是被神所爱的，我们也是被神所拣选的。
Jesus urges his disciples to remain five times in those eight verses we read.
在这八节圣经之中，耶稣跟他们讲了五次，要藏在我里面。
Verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine.
第一节，耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
In verse 4, remain in me as I also remain in you.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。第四节。
Jesus is reminding his disciples and us that what we have is a personal relationship.
耶稣基督提醒门徒们，我们跟神的关系是一个非常个人、特别的关系。
Do we know Jesus personally and not just know about him?
我们跟耶稣有没有个人真正的关系，而只是我们知道关于耶稣的事情。
Jesus has been offering life and healing, but people are missing it.
耶稣基督给我们也提供我们生命跟那个医治，但是大部分的人都错过了。
In previous passages, we see in John 5 that there is a man who has been lame for 38 years, and Jesus heals him.
约翰福音第五章那边讲到有一个人有生病了38年，耶稣医治了他。
Jesus heals him on the Sabbath day, so the Jews start to persecute Jesus.
因为那个医治是发生在安息日，所以那个犹太人就开始逼迫耶稣。
They are so wrapped up in the law and doing things the right way, in tradition and culture, that they miss the miracle that Jesus has done.
他们非常的注重这些律法跟那个传统跟文化，以知道他们错过了那个神的大能跟神的神迹。
In John 9, we see Jesus meets a man who is blind from birth.
在约翰福音第九章，我们看到有一个生来是瞎眼的人。
And his disciples ask, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
门徒问，是因为这个人犯罪，还是因为他的父母犯罪？
And Jesus' answer is neither.
耶稣说，两个都不是。
Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
也不是这个人，也不是他的父母，而是要在他的身上显出神的荣耀。
Consider the deep shame the man and his parents felt his entire life, the entire community believing that they were being punished for their sin.
当整个社会认为你是犯罪，所以是被惩罚。你可以想想看，这个家庭跟这个个人，他们感受到的羞辱、羞辱。
Even Jesus' own disciples were concerned about who was to blame, and they didn't expect the power of God.
甚至主耶稣的门徒都认为认为这个是有人要找一个人来埋怨，以致他们没有期待神的大能。
And when the Jews find out that this man was also healed on the Sabbath, they are furious.
当犹太人发觉这件事也是发生在安息日，他们就更是愤怒。
They are all missing the life and transformation Jesus wants to bring.
他们都错过了生命，也错过了改变的 耶稣基督带来的改变。
And in John 12, we see a good friend of Jesus named Mary pouring expensive perfume on his feet and wiping it with her hair, full of gratitude and love for him.
在约翰福音十五章，我们看到玛利亚把那个正拿大香膏很贵重的倒在那个耶稣基督的头上，来表示他的感激跟他的爱。
But Judas, one of his disciples, objects to this because of the price of the perfume.
但有一个门徒叫犹太，他就反对这样的做法。他
He says, we could have sold it and given it to the poor, but scriptures tell us he was a corrupt money keeper and interested in the profit himself.
他美其名为说我们可以用这个来救济穷人，但是圣经上面说他是一个贼，因为他常常带着钱囊，并且在其中拿里面的东西。他只是对于那个赚钱有兴趣。
Judas misses the act of worship and honor to Jesus. He is so concerned about money and self-gain.
犹太失去了那个敬拜跟那个给神荣耀的机会。他只是注重金钱跟自己个人的利益。
There is a mutual relationship Jesus is offering to us, but it requires that we remain in Him as He remains in us.
耶稣给我们一个相互的关系，就是他要我们住在他的里面，他也在我们的里面。
Where do I fail to remain in Him?
我们在什么地方失败了，以致到我们没有在他的里面？
Am I like the Jews who are so concerned about doing things a certain way, following tradition, that I miss the opportunities to see Jesus at work and rejoice?
是不是我像犹太人一样，我只是注重法律法跟规条，你知道我错过了认识耶稣的机会。
Am I like the disciples who are influenced by their time and culture so that I make assumptions about people that Jesus loves?
是不是我像门徒一样，只是注重到那个时代的影响跟那个潮流的作为？你知道我就假设了神的爱。
Am I like Judas, so practical and self-focused? I become stingy and limit how Jesus is worshipped through generous and sacrificial actions.
我是不是像犹太一样，那么现实，那么只是自我的中心？你知道我非常的吝啬，也限制了对耶稣基督的敬拜，给他的那个无比的牺牲。
To remain in Jesus is to know Him personally.
在主里面，住在主里面，就是要知道跟神，知道神。有个人的关系，跟神有亲密的关系。
In verse 7, Jesus says, If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
第七节里面讲到，假如你在我里面，我也在我的道也，我的话也在你里面，你们的祈求就会得到成就。
To remain in Jesus is to know his words and to be in prayer.
住在主里面，就是要知道神的话跟一个祷告的生活。
Every year in our campus ministry, we set goals for how many students we hope to see come to faith.
每一年，我们校园的团契的施工，我们都会设立一个目标，要看多少的同学们能够接受我们的信仰，接受。耶稣基督。
This isn't for the sake of numbers, but these goals serve as a reminder of what our mission is.
这个目标不是为了数目而设的，而是要提醒我们的工作，我们为神的价值。
Before we made these goals, we spent 5 days at a camp studying the Word and praying.
当我们设了这个目标之前，我们花了5天在一个营会里面。
We studied the book of Nehemiah.
在那个营会里面，我们学习了那个尼希米书。
And we saw that he was called to repair the walls and and gates of Jerusalem.
我们看到他被召去修理耶路撒冷的城墙跟那个门。
But first, he prays.
但是我们看到第一，他祷告。
And then he gets favor with the king of Babylon.
然后我们看到他从巴比伦王那边得到恩惠。
And then he goes on with his plans to rebuild.
然后他就开始他的计划来重建。
So along with our increased hopes for evangelism, we have increased our commitment to pray.
当我们要增加我们那个传教的施工的时候，我们也增加我们祷告的尾声。
As the new year started, students committed to praying every day for the first 2 weeks at 7 a.m. for the campus.
不但是我们同工们，也就是学生们，他们也愿意尾声祷告一个礼拜，每天早上7点钟，每天2个礼拜这样的时间。
Sometimes there were few, and sometimes there were many.
有时候人数多一点，有时候人数少一点。
But within the first few weeks of school, our ministry saw 33 students make significant decisions in their faith.
但是在几个礼拜过去，我们发觉有33个学生，他们做了重大的决定，信仰上面重大的决定，有一些是第一次，有一些也是重新的尾声。
Whether that was first-time decisions or recommitments. And on his final night with his disciples, Jesus comforts them by reminding them the power of prayer.
在最后那个，与门徒们最后那个晚上，耶稣安慰他的门徒，并且提醒他们祷告的能力。
So to remain in Jesus means to be in his word and prayerful.
住在我里面就是要住在神的话里面，跟过一个祷告的生活。
Jesus goes on to say John 15, verses 9 through 17. That will be on the screen in Mandarin. I'll read it in English.
我们再看那个第15章9到17节，我们可以请你打车。
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from the Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me. But I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other.
好不好？我们请那个中文的也，我们也把那个九到十七念一遍，好不好？
So to remain in Jesus is to know our identity.
藏在主里面就是要知道我们的身份。
If you ask someone the question, who are you? We'll get lots of answers.
假如我们问一个人,你是谁?那我们会得到很多不同的答案。
Maybe it's a profession. I'm a teacher.
可能是一个职业, 我是一个教师, 我一个教授。
Or a relationship. I'm a daughter.
也可能是一个关系, 我是一个某人的女儿。
Or a credential or degree. I'm a graduate from UT Austin.
可能是一个学位, 一个资格, 我是某某地方的一个大学生。
Or even geography. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
也可能是地理, 因为我是从某某地方, Baton Rouge 来的。
Yes, we are all those things.
是,这些都是关乎的。
But verse 9 tells us, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
第九节说到, 父爱我,我也怎么爱你们。
And verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
第16节就讲到, 不是你们拣选的, 我是我拣选你们, 并且分派你们去结果子。
Let's remember that we are loved and chosen and appointed to bear fruit.
让我们千万记住, 我们是被爱的, 我们是神所爱的, 我们是被拣选的, 并且被分派去结果子。
So remaining in Jesus is to know him personally.
所以在藏在我里面就是要个人要知道神要跟神有关系。
Remaining in Jesus is to be in his word and prayerful.
住在我里面是要神的话在我里面也有一个祷告的生活。
And remaining in Jesus is to remember our identity as beloved and chosen ones.
住在主里面就是要知道我们自己的身份是被爱的也是被拣选的。
Jesus goes on in John 15 verses 18 through 25. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If it belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. As it is, they have seen, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in the law. They hated me without reason. In Jesus' final words to his disciples, why does he say all of this?
在耶稣最后跟门徒一起，为什么他要讲这些话？
Because he knows that it will be hard.
因为他知道这个是不容易的，那个世界要逼害他们，这个是要与他们遇到。
The world will hate you because it hates me.
因为那个世界为什么要恨我们呢？因为他们恨那个耶稣。
It will persecute you because it persecutes me.
因为他逼害了我，他也要逼害你们。
It will not obey me.
他们不会听我的。
5 years ago, I got to go to Kashgar in the Xinjiang area.
5年前，我有一个机会在新疆那边的服事。
I worked with Uyghur students who are mainly a Muslim people group.
我在那个 Kashgar 那个城里面啊，有一些那个那个。那些西那个壮族的人，乌港的
是
乌港啊，那叫乌港，那叫乌港人啊。
And in this city there are 340,000 people.
在那个城市里面有34万的人口。
And we learned that there were only 2 Christians in the whole city.
就只有两个基督徒，那个就是说那个乌港有只有两个基督徒。
And one of the Christians was in prison.
其中的一个在坐牢。
And the other Christian, I won't share his name, was in hiding.
另外的一个我不告诉你他的名字，他是还在，但是他是在躲藏，在 hiding, 在躲起来。
We were able to meet with him and pray with him during our time there, and we also were able to correspond with him even in these past 5 years.
我们有机会，我们是有在那个段的时间，我们是见到了他，也跟他有一些有交通，有跟他有祷告。我们现在也有一些跟他有简短，有一些间断的通信。
Over the years, his family has been questioned by the police.
在这些年当中，他们的家人，这个就是刚才那个基督徒的家人，常常被警察来查。
His wife has been threatened.
他的太太被恐吓。
This is persecution.
也就是叫逼迫。
And even in the U.S. this week, InterVarsity affirmed our biblical stance that marriage is between man and woman.
甚至在美国，我们这个礼拜我们的校园团契，校园基督徒团契就坚定了我们的那个信仰，关于那个。圣经里面所基于圣经我们的信仰就是婚姻是基于一男一女。
And Time Magazine released an article that portrays Christians who hold this view as outdated, exclusive, and damaging.
时代杂志就在那个网上发表了一个文章，说描述基督徒。有这样的一个看法是古的是 outdated 是那个不合潮流是不是有损害的对于社会。
As Christians, we can expect that our countercultural way of living will be rejected.
我们基督徒我们可以知道我们一定会被拒绝的我们的。反对那个跟那个文化相反的时候，我们会被反对。
Jesus says verses 26 and 27, which we just read.
刚才我们刚刚读了26跟27节。
After all of these warnings, Jesus says, "You also must testify."
我们在26节跟27节讲到，你们也27节，你们也要做见证。其实，在英文的圣经，那个不是说也要，是说必须 must， 它不是我们中文圣经翻译你们也要做见证。但是，假如你念那个英文的圣经 ，you must， 就是这个是很有一点的不同。从我理解
，the rejection of the world doesn't stop us from testifying。
但是世界拒绝我们，并不是意味着我们就要停止做见证。
But we can be encouraged and uplifted because we don't do it alone or by our own power.
但是我们可以得到鼓舞，我们可以得到激励，因为我们做见证的时候，不是我们自己在做见证。
Jesus encourages his disciples and us that the Spirit will be sent to us, who will testify about Jesus.
耶稣鼓励我们，告诉我们说，当我们做见证的时候，是圣灵跟我们一起做见证。
And we too must testify alongside the Spirit.
所以我们必须做见证在主里面。
With the call to remain comes the call to testify.
当主叫我们住在他里面的时候，也是叫我们必须去做见证。
And the call to remain and the call to testify take perseverance.
这两个都需要忍耐，都需要坚固，都需要 perseverance， 都需要忍耐跟那个困难。
Jesus tells his disciples to remain and to testify because he isn't just concerned about life after death.
耶稣教门徒们要住在我里面，并且要做，必须要做这样见证，不是因为耶稣不是单单注重我们永的死后永生的生活。Eternal life 不是只是单单注重我们永恒的生活。
He is concerned about the kind of life the disciples will live.
也是注重到我们今世在世上过的生活的日子。
In verses 4 and verses 8, he says lives that bear fruit.
在第四节跟第八节，我们早前看到的，他是说到结果子的生命。
This past weekend, I took 70 students on a camping retreat.
这个刚刚过去的礼拜，我带了70个同学去 camping retreat， 就是一个露营，那个退休的露营。
There were a lot of logistics. We had to bring all of the tents, all of the food, all of the lanterns because there's no electricity.
有需要有很多的计划，有很多的逻辑要办理，也需要带很多的帐幕，需要带吃的东西，需要带那个大光灯。
And 2 days before we left, we found out that our speaker was not able to come anymore.
两天要开会之前两天，我们发觉到那个讲员不能来。
And so I was talking to a friend, and she was praying for me right before I had a meeting with my students.
我跟那个组内的同工到。告诉他为我祷告。
And she prayed for me something very interesting. She prayed that we wouldn't be productive, but that we would be fruitful.
他的为我的祷告的，我特别注意到，他是说我们不需要 be productive but fruitful， 就是我们不需要有很多的生产，但是我们需要有很多的果子。
And at first I was a little offended because I wanted to be productive as well as fruitful.
开始的时候我是觉得为难，我需要，因为这些都是这些 logistic 啊，这些都是需要的。
But then it made me think, what will last, what will remain?
但是让我想到，什么是永存的，什么会永远留下去的。
In the end, we had enough tents, there was more than enough food, and a new speaker was able to come.
最后，我们的结果是我们有足够的帐幕，也有足够的食物，我们也找到一个另外的一个讲员。
But what the students will remember from this camping trip is how they encountered Jesus.
但是同学们来参加的同学们，他们记得什么呢？他们不记得这些，就他们只记得他们怎么样在这个营会里面遇到耶稣。
At the end of the trip, we have students fill out these commitment cards.
在那个营会结束的时候，我们就有一些尾声的卡片。
And a student named Mary checked off a box that said, "I have committed my life to Jesus."
有一个同学名字叫 Mary， 她就填了一张表，说我尾声，我是 committed my life to Jesus， 我愿意把我的生命委托完全给耶稣。
And so I asked Mary about her decision.And she shared with me that she knew that God loved her, and she always knew that. But at this weekend, she felt like God was telling her, Mary, you are a witness too.
我们就问 Mary， 你的因为她这样的决定，我们就问她，你为什么是这样的决定？她就告诉我们说，她一向都知道神是爱她的，但是今天在这个营会里面，她知道她要必须做见证。
I love that Mary saw that committing her life to following Jesus meant that she knew that she was loved, but also that she was sent.
他知道他不但是被神所爱，并且是被神所差遣。
So why do we remain and testify?
所以我们需要在主里面，我们需要做为做见证。
Because we cannot afford not to.
因为我们不能够不做。
We can't disregard these final words of Jesus.
我们不能够置之不理这大神的给我们的使命。
The same day that Baylor went on a lockdown, this past Thursday, a few days ago, a student in InterVarsity named David was killed by a hit-and-run accident while riding his bike.
那天就是礼拜四那个有当那个校园封锁的时候，我们有一个大学生叫David，他就被一个他骑脚车被车子撞到，hit and run就是撞那个人跑掉。
It's been a scary and hard week for the students at Baylor. It's been a scary and hard week.
是一个很困难的、很难的、不容易的一个礼拜。
Friends are mourning their loss and reevaluating life and confused.
朋友们在mourning，就在悲哀，在哀痛。 他们的损失也在重新估计他们的生命的价值，也是在一个混乱的思想当中。
In Jesus' words to his disciples that last night are just as fitting and necessary to us today.
耶稣基督当天最后晚上跟门徒的话，对我们今天也是非常的适合跟需要。
We must remain and testify because life is at stake.
我们必须做见证，因为生命是关乎生命的。
And we can be encouraged because we have a good Father who is a perfect gardener and tends carefully to us as we remain and testify.
那我们可以放心，我们可以得到鼓励，因为我们有一个非常好的、源泉的一个父神，一个天父。 他是一个源泉的一个gardener，一个园丁。
In verse 2, he says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
他除去这些不结果子的枝子，其他，把另外呢就是把这些结果子的。
So the definition of pruning means to cut away dead, overgrown branches or stems to increase growth.
修理干净就是把这些多余的、洗的枝子跟那个树干去砍去，然后来增加那个生产。
It means removing unwanted parts.
这些没有用的部分挪去。
God knows exactly when and where to prune.
神知道什么时候、什么地方需要修理。
And the Father helps us by cutting off dead weights in our lives and things that keep us from being healthy.
神天父帮助我们，把我们的包袱，把我们这些 dead weight，把这个没有用的东西。
This principle rings true for our spirits as well.
这个也对我们的灵命是一样的有用。Are
there things that need to be cultivated or old things that need to be shed off in order to make room for growth?
有没有东西在你的生命里面需要被剪除，需要被挪去，以致让你可以有更多的生长的空间？
There are fears that I have become dependent on.
可能我有恐惧，有一些东西让我不能够前进。They
are dead weights in my life that keep me from remaining and testifying.
有一些东西妨碍我来做见证。Fear
of the future.
对于将来的恐惧。
Fear of making the wrong choice.
恐怕我耍, 做了错误的选择。
Fear of losing the approval of people.
害怕我得不到别人的认同，赞赏。
Or maybe there are things that have been fruitful in the past.
啊，也可能过去有一些我的成功。
Things that were good for a season, but God wants to do something new and something more.
可能过去是好的，但是神有他的计划要做，要做别的。
For example, when I talk to a lot of students and I ask them about their relationship with God, they tell me about their testimony and the first time that they met Jesus.
很多的时候我跟同学们讲话，他们就会讲到他第一次信主的情况。
But our relationship with Jesus is ongoing.
但是我们跟耶稣基督的关系是继续持续不断的前进增长。
Are we making room for new stories in our lives?
我们有没有腾出新的空间来让我们来进展
？About what God is doing in us and through us.
关于神在我们身上要成就跟所做的。
In verse 11, Jesus says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
在十一节里面讲到，耶稣讲到说，你们要做见证，以知道你们的喜乐可以满足。
So let us remain in Jesus and testify about him.
所以我们要在基督里，我让我们都住在他里面，并且做见证。
That we might experience true joy and fruitful living as he desires.
你知道我们可以得到真正的喜乐，真正的平安，得真的好像他愿意我们的。给我们做个祷告。主，我们满心感谢赞美你，你数限不尽的恩典，讲不完的慈爱。主，你爱我们，你爱我们到底。今天早上，主，我们真的是求你的圣灵做工，主，让我们知道我们要住在你里面，离了你我们就不能做什么。主，帮助我们看到我们自己的各样的短处，看到我们自己的不配。主啊，谢谢你的恩典，谢谢你的慈爱，带领我们，带领我们的一生。主，我们有什么拦阻我们跟你的关系的，主，求你帮我们除去一些所有的 dead weight， 所有的不需要的，主，你跟我们挪去，一直到我们可以褪去一切的重担来跟随你。听我们的祷告，奉告耶稣基督。